Hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sec Modcast. It's me, Bradley, here from the Sec Change team, and I'll be giving you a rundown on all that's new in the world of smart energy code modifications. For this episode, I'll be updating you on our modifications consultations, the SNDA consultation, and the latest news on the June 2020 Sec release. Okay, up first are refinement consultations. At the moment, we have modifications 98 and 99 out for refinement consultation. MP98, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC, Batch 3, contains 20 non-DCC system impacting IRPs. We are aiming to have this modification implemented into the November 2020 SEC release, and we are particularly interested to hear your opinions on the versioning of SMETS and GBCS as a result of the Bayes APC and SAPC changes. This consultation will be closing on the 1st of May. Next up is MP99, incorporation of multiple issue resolution proposals into the SEC, Batch 4. This modification includes two DCC system impacting IRPs, which will require changes to GBCS, so we would love to hear how these changes affect you. This refinement consultation closes on the 11th of May. Okay, on to modification report consultations now, where we have another two modifications we would like you to share your views on. Up first is MP80, Managing Juice Uplifts. This modification looks at an agreed process for all DCC users to uplift to Juice version 3.0 or higher. The proposed solution is to include all existing and future Juice versions in SEC Schedule 11, Technical Specification Applicability Table. By allowing these versions to be end-dated, it will allow the DCC to manage fewer versions of Juice, and in the long term, reduce testing costs. This modification report consultation closed on the 11th of May. And finally, we have MP115, Changes to the NCSE Good Practice Guidelines. This modification looks into an issue where a CCAS review of the SMICI document set has found that it contains several references to good practice guidelines that have been discontinued and will not be replaced. Also, the proposer has noted that the SEC does not contain any provisions for updated or replacement standards, procedures and guidelines in relation to the SMICI document set. For the solution, the SMICI PMA will adopt bespoke guidance, which is more steered towards a smart metering context. There will also be new provisions for updated or replacement standards, procedures and guidelines in relation to the SMICI document set into the SEC. Once again, this modification report consultation will be closing on the 11th of May. We are also requesting information on MP94, titled Supporting Prepayment Customers in No SM-WAN Scenarios. This delves into an issue where the minimum functional requirements set out in SMETS 2 do not result in a device that is sufficiently robust to serve smart prepayment customers effectively. Furthermore, the adoption and enrolment of SMETS 1 meters leads to the same loss of resilience. We kindly request information by the 5th of May. A quick heads up on the SNDA consultation now. For those of you that don't know, SNDA stands for Smart Metering Device Assurance. Be sure to watch out for the consultation being issued the week commencing 27th of May. And finally, I'm happy to announce that Ofgem have given the green light for the date change of the June 2020 SEC release. I can confirm that the date is the 6th of May 2020. This will include modifications 53 and 62 part 1, and we have also targeted modifications 84 and 88. MP114 was also targeted, however this will be implemented on the 7th of June. Of course, as always, you can find out more information about these on our website. Okay, that's about all we've got time for on this episode, but for myself and the rest of the CCAS team, we hope you will stay safe and hope to see you soon. Bye for now!